There are many ways to describe the spiritual journey of each individual. One way is to describe it as a journey which goes through seven stations.
Postoji mnogo načina da se opiše duhovni put jedne osobe, a jedan od tih načina je kroz sedam stanica.
Each one of these stanicas has gifts for you and tests for you.
Svaka od tih sedam stanica ima poklone za vas, a isto tako ima i testove.
The starting point of the spiritual journey is when you feel the limitations of material life and you don't like it any longer.
Početna tačka duhovnog puta je kada osjetite ograničenja materijalnog života i to vam se više ne sviđa.
I once tried to express it in a poem.
Jednom prilikom sam to pokušao da izrazim kroz pjesmu.
Monday, the same story.
Ponedjeljak, ista priča.
Tuesday, more of the same.
Utorak, još više iste stvari.
Wednesday, even more of the same.
Srijeda, još više iste stvari.
Thursday, much more of the same.
Četvrtak, jako puno iste stvari.
It's a simple poem, I think you can understand the idea.
Ovo je jednostavna pjesma, mislim da možete da shvatite pojmu.
It ends the Sunday where it says so much of the same. No, too much of the same.
I završava se sa nedeljom koja kaže tu ima previše iste
pjesme. And then it continues Monday, the same story.
I nastavlja se opet ponedjeljak.
It's a never-ending story.
To je priča bez kraja.
It's a story from which many of us feel we need to wake up.
I to je priča za koju mnogi od nas osjećaju da moramo da se probudimo iz nje.
It describes the limited experience in this material world.
Ona opisuje to ograničeno iskustvo u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Then comes the second stanica, bi se.
Zatim dolazi druga stanica.
An inspiration to change your life.
Inspiracija da promijenimo svoj život.
It can come through people.
To može da dođe kroz ljude.
It can come through an experience in nature where you sit on a mountain and you see a sunset and you begin to understand, wow, there's a huge cosmos out there and I'm living in a little box here.
To može da dođe isto tako kroz prirodu, na primjer da sjedite negdje na planini i posmatrate pred vam zalazak sunca i onda pomislite, wow, pa ovdje ima jedan čitav univerzum izvan, a ja ovdje živim u svojoj maloj kutiji.
I have become a prisoner of my mind.
Postao sam zarobljenik svog vlastitog
uma. I'm a prisoner of my habits.
Ja sam zarobljenik svojih vlastitih navika.
Let me start with a real life.
Hajde da počnem sa pravim životom.
Then comes the next step.
Zatim dolazi sljedeći korak.
In traditional language you would say going to the forest.
Tradicionalnim jezikom bi se reklo odlazak u šumu.
You break out of your life.
Prestajete sa svojim životom.
You make a journey.
I idete na putovanje.
In Germany we have a very well, he doesn't come from Germany, he's from Switzerland. He's a multi-billionaire.
U Švicarskoj ima jedan multimilioner, multimilijarder.
And he describes how his life was the way I tried to express it in my poem, every day the same.
I on je rekao da je njegov život je izgledao onako kao što sam ja pokušao da opišem u ovoj pjesmi, svaki dan je bilo sve isto.
Then he went to a holiday, I think it was Creta.
I onda je otišao na odmor, mislim da je to bilo na Kreti.
He saw the wide ocean and the free birds.
I on je vidio taj nepregledni okean i slobodne ptice.
He saw the sun sinking in the ocean and painting it.
Vidio je sunce kako tone u more, kako ga boji.
And he knew, I will never go back into that office. in Switzerland.
I onda je znao, više se nikad ne vraćam u tu taj ured u Švicarskoj.
And he left not for the forest, but for India.
I on je otišao ne u šumu, ali otišao u Indiju.
He tried to find meaning in life.
Pokušao je da pronađe smisao u svom životu.
And he ended up meeting people who had found something deeper, the saints of India.
I onda je pronašao ljude koji su pronašli nešto dublje u svojim životima, svece Indije.
And while and he's what did, he looked into the windows of their personalities, the eyes, and saw these people had come in contact with something so beautiful. It's called the Atman, the real self, which is not, which is living outside of the prisons of the false ego.
I on je pogledao u prozore njihove osobe, to su njihove oči, i vidio je nešto predivno. Vidio je da su to osobe koje su došle u kontakt sa Atmanom, sa njihovim jastvom koje je živjelo izvan tog njihovog zatvoreničkog života.
He made a photo exhibition of the photos first and then started the Atman photo exhibitions.
On je prvo napravio fotografije i onda je napravio izložbu sa tim Atman fotografijama.
He runs big factories and on the and projects the pictures of the saints on the walls and then he asked the people to look into their eyes.
On iznajmljuje velike tvornice i stavlja onda na zidove fotografije tih osoba, svetaca Indije, i onda traži od posjetilaca da posmatraju oči tih osoba.
Go Govinda is also such a photographer. He has made this photo. Please look around and you see the man. And please look into his eyes for a moment.
Govinda je jedan takav fotograf i on je napravio ovu fotografiju. Možete, molim vas, okrenite se i pogledajte u oči ove osobe.
He's the opposite of the multimillionaire.
On je upravo suprotno od nekog multimilijardera.
But his eyes show that he has found something wonderful.
Ali njegove oči pokazuju da je on pronašao nešto predivno.
The self.
Jastvo.
Which is part of the Supreme Self.
Koji je dio svevišnjeg jastva.
I will meet this this man in a few days when I come back to Germany.
Kada se vratim u Njemačku za nekoliko dana ću se sresti sa tim čovjekom.
And we will have a serious discussion.
I imat ćemo ozbiljne razgovore.
Yes. So that is going into the forest, you know, or going to India to make a spiritual discovery.
To u stvari znači taj odlazak u šumu ili odlazak u Indiju kako bi se napravilo neko duhovno otkrivanje.
Then comes the next stanica.
Zatim dolazi sljedeća stanica.
It's meeting the teacher.
A to je susret sa učiteljem.
And receiving from him, I will call it an instrument of force.
I primanje od njega nečega što ću nazvati instrument sile.
A person who wants to leave the limited sphere of his material life will eventually find out it goes fastest when he meets a teacher.
Osoba koja želi da napreduje, ona će da otkrije da to ide puno brže kada se sretne sa učiteljem.
And when he learns from him and receives from him something like a mantra, a process, a spiritual exercise.
Onda će osoba da primi od učitelja nešto, neki proces kao što je recimo mantra ili neka vrsta procesa koju će da slijedi.
And then comes the next step, practice.
Onda dolazi sljedeći korak, a to je praksa.
And later, integration of what one has discovered in his own life.
A zatim dolazi integracija toga što je otkrio u svoj vlastiti život.
Then comes the greatest test.
A onda dolazi najveći test.
And finally enlightenment.
I konačno prosvjetljenje.
So I will take you now through these steps.
E sada ću vas povesti kroz sve korake.
if you want to do these steps personally, you have to come to my workshops, but this is only a presentation. I can't do too much with you this evening.
Ako želite stvarno da naučite praktično naučite ovaj proces, morate doći na moje radionice. Sada će ovo biti samo jedna kratka prezentacija.
But I will introduce to you a very ancient story of an individual who went through these stages.
Ali ću vam prezentirati priču o osobi koja je prošla kroz sve ove stanice.
We learn the most from we humans learn the most from other humans.
Mi ljudska bića najbolje učimo od drugih ljudskih bića.
And I request you now to listen to the Prince Dhruva's story of enlightenment.
I molim vas poslušajte priču o Dhruvi i njegovom putu prosvjetljenja.
I request you to listen with two ears.
Molim vas da slušate sa dva uha.
One will just get the information.
Jedno će samo da prima informacije.
The other will hopefully listen to the instructions of his life, from his life, which pertain to you wherever you are now on your own spiritual journey.
A drugo uho će da sluša instrukcije iz života druge koje su relevantne za vas gdje god se nalazite trenutno u vašem duhovnom životu.
I think most of you have or could write their own poem about the limitless the limitations of material life, the same old story, you know, like this.
Mislim da bi svi vi ovdje mogli da napišete tu vrlo sličnu jednu pjesmu o ograničenjima materijalnog života. To je sve otprilike stara ista priča.
I believe also that most of you have already received the first inspirations, otherwise you wouldn't be sitting here in the Bhakti up to get some spiritual informations.
Vjerujem isto tako da ste vi već došli do tog nivoa, da ste dobili neku inspiraciju u životu, zato što ste ovdje večeras i inače ne biste došli u Bhakti.
Some of you have for sure made attempts to leave their old life behind or go to the forest.
I neki od vas su sigurno napravili taj pokušaj da su otišli u šumu, odnosno da su pokušali da ostavi svoj stari život iza sebe.
I will go very fast in Dhruva's story about these three first beginning stations.
Tako da ću jako brzo proći kroz ta tri početna koraka koja se pojavljuju u životu Dhruve Maharaja.
But maybe you have not yet met your teacher and received from him a very powerful instrument which can help you to elevate your consciousness.
Ali možda još uvijek niste sreli učitelja koji će vam dati taj instrument, jako moćan instrument, zahvaljujući kojim ćete uzdići svoj život.
If some of you, however, have met the teachers and have received a spiritual process, I think you will benefit a lot about how to practice the teachings. The spiritual teachings you receive.
Ako su neki od vas već sreli učitelja i dobili su taj instrument, onda mislim da ćete imati jako veliku dobrobit slušanjem ove priče u kontekstu prakticiranja toga što ste primili.
And I think you will benefit really when you hear how Prince Dhruva came up to his greatest test and how he was victorious.
I mislim da ćete imati najveću dobrobit kada čujete kako je princ Dhruva došao do tog najvećeg testa i kako je izašao kao pobjednik iz njega.
Let's start.
Hajde da počnemo.
Long ago lived a good king called Maharaj Uttanapad.
Jako davno živio je kralj Uttanapad.
As it was the custom of the days, he had not one wife, but he had two wives.
I kako je to bio običaj u ta vremena, on je imao jednu ženu nego dvije.
And each bore him a son.
I svaka od njih mu je podarila sina.
He loved his two boys dearly.
On je jako volio oba svoja dječaka.
And he hoped that one day they would reign the kingdom together as brothers.
I nadao se da će jednog dana obojica da vladaju sa njegovim kraljevstvom zajedno kao braća.
But it came out totally wrong.
Ali izašlo je, sve to izašlo je naopako.
Everything went wrong.
Sve je pošlo po zlu.
His favorite queen, Surichi, wanted that only her son would become the next king. She hated the king of the son of her co-wife.
Najdraža kraljica Surichi je u potpunosti mrzila to drugo dijete. Ona se nadala da će samo njen sin da vlada sa kraljevstvom.
One day the hated little Dhruva came into the place where the throne of his father stood.
I jednog dana mali Dhruva, koji je bio taj omraženi sin, je došao u kraljevsku odaju gdje je bio njegov otac.
He wanted to be with his father.
I želio je samo da bude sa svojim ocem.
He wanted to climb his lap.
Želio je da se popne na njegovo krilo.
But he saw that his younger brother Uttama was already there.
Ali je vidio da je njegov mlađi brat Uttama već bio tu.
He didn't care. Let us both sit on the lap of our father and on the throne.
I on nije mario zato. On je rekao, hajde obojica da dođemo na krilo našeg oca i da budemo tu na
prestolu. But as little Dhruva climbed up the leg of his father, his stepmother Surichi came in like a tsunami.
Ali kako se on penjao na krilo svoga oca, njegova pomajka Surichi je uletila tu kao tsunami.
Wait, she said.
Čekaj, rekla je.
Before you can sit on the lap of your father, you will have to take another birth through my womb.
Prije nego što se možeš popeti na krilo svoga oca, morat ćeš da se ponovo rodiš kroz moju utrobu.
Your mother, my stepwife, oops, sorry. It's useless, and so is your birth.
Tvoja majka je potpuno beskorisna, a isto tako i to što se ti rodio je potpuno beskorisno.
This was too much for little Dhruva.
To je bilo previše za malu Dhruvu.
He went to. He said, "I don't want to sit there."
On je rekao, ja ne želim da sjedim tu.
And he went to his own mother and the tears in his eyes told her everything that happened.
I sa suzama u očima je otišao kod svoje majke i sve joj ispričao šta se desilo.
His mother took him on the lap and cried.
Njegova majka ga je uzela na krilo i plakala.
That's the situation, she said. Your father doesn't love me as much as Surichi.
Da, tvoj otac ne voli mene koliko voli drugu kraljicu Surichi.
But mother, I want to become king, said the little boy.
Ali majko, ja želim da postanem kralj, rekao mali dječak.
Forget it.
Zaboravim.
I cannot forget this.
Ja ne mogu zaboraviti to.
Tell me who can help you, me.
Reci mi, ko mi može pomoći?
Mother said, only God can help you.
A ona je rekla, samo ti Bog može pomoći.
Tell me, Majka, where will I meet God?
Majko, reci mi, gdje mogu sresti Boga?
I want to ask him for his help.
Želim da tražim njegovu pomoć.
Oh, that's very difficult, said his mother. But the saints go into the forest to meet him there.
To je jako teško, rekla je majka. Sveci odlazi u šumu da bi ga tamo sreli.
So Dhruva said, I'm going.
I onda je Dhruva rekao, ja idem tamo.
Fierce determination.
To je bila jedna strašna odlučnost.
If you want to change your life, my dear people, don't be lukewarm.
Moji dragi ljudi, ako želite da nešto promijenite, nemojte da budete mlaki.
You have to become a little intense.
Morate da budete malo intenzivni.
Dhruva went into the wild forest.
Dhruva je otišao u tu divlju šumu.
It's not like your Pushkar Gauranga Agora forest.
To nije nalako je na ovu šumu na Fruškoj gori.
Tigers.
Tamo su bili tigrovi.
Wolves.
Vukovi.
Snakes.
Zmije.
All these became his co-residents.
Sve te životinje su živjele tu skupa sa njim.
He tried to meditate a little.
Pokušao je malo da meditira.
But when the mosquitoes came, everything went down the drain.
Ali kada su došli komarci, sve je propalo.
One day, Now it is said, if you are very determined, then you are ready, so to say, then help is sent to you.
Rečeno je kada ste jako odlučni, odnosno kada ste spremni, rečeno je da tada je pomoć isto tako je poslata.
For the great spiritual master Narada Muni came.
Došao je veliki duhovni učitelj Narada Muni.
He had always an instrument with him, it's a veena, and he used to sing while he traveled. And he was really something else. He was traveled from planet to planet without spacecraft.
On je jako posebna osoba, stvarno nešto izvanredno. On je takva osobnost da on može da putuje između različitih planeta bez ikakvih letjelica.
On
uvijek sa sobom nosi vinu, jedan instrument.
In modern language we would say he would materialize somewhere, but that's wrong. He just was traveling beyond all limitations.
Modernim jezikom bismo rekli da bi se samo materializirao, ali to nije potpuno tačno, on bi stvarno putovao.
And he stood before the prince and said,
on je stao ispred princa i rekao,
oh little prince, this life in the forest is horrible for you.
O prince, ovaj život u šumi je strašan za tebe.
Go back to your palace.
Vrati se nazad u palaču.
This is not this process of finding God is not for people like you.
Ovaj proces traženja Boga nije za ljude poput tebe.
Truva was so deep upset when he heard this.
Ali Truva je bio tako uznemiren kada je ovo čuo.
He said, if you can show me how to meet God, then show me. Otherwise the world is big enough, then you may go.
Druva mu je rekao, ako mi možeš pokazati kako da dođem do Boga, molim te učini to, ali ako ne možeš da me pokažeš, svijet je dovoljno velik i možeš da ideš.
This is the first thing which will happen when you try to walk on your spiritual path. You will come to your limits and you will want to go back to your comfort zone.
I ovo je prva stvar koja će se desiti u vašem duhovnom životu. Kada dođete do prepreka, imat ćete tu potrebu da se vratite u svoju zonu komfora.
The real life starts beyond the walls of the comfort zone.
Ali pravi život počinje izvan tih zidova zone komfora.
Think about it.
Razmislite o tome.
Comfort zones are nice prison houses.
Zona komfora je u stvari samo jedan lijepi zatvor.
There's good tapestry.
Tu ima lijep tepih.
Special. Aruboma Ramuni. Camera. They are full of the old life, full of what is the same, that repeats itself.
I to je mjesto je puno tih svih starih stvari koje se samo ponavljaju iz starog života.
Oh, Narada Muni said, very good that you say you want to stay and persist.
Narada Muni je rekao, to je jako dobro to što si rekao, da želiš da ostaneš i da ustraješ.
But you will need help.
Ali ti je potrebna pomoć.
You will need a sacred mantra to purify your heart and your existence.
Potrebna ti je sveta mantra pomoću koje ćeš moći da pročistiš svoje srce i svoje postojanje.
This mantra will open your spiritual eyes.
Ova mantra će da otvori tvoje duhovne oči.
And he gave him a very beloved, very powerful mantra which I want to give you today also.
I on mu je dao jednu predivnu mantru koju danas isto tako želim da podijelim sa vama.
Where is Gor Govinda?
Gdje je Gor Govinda?
Where is your sound? The mantra is called Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and I will chant it in pieces and you please repeat after me.
To je mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ja ću je sada izgovarati dio po dio i molim vas da ponavljate za mnom.
Please sit.
Molim vas, tam sjedite u stavu.
Please. you are all now ready for the fifth.
Fifth stanza.
Vi ste sada svi spremni za petu stanicu.
Now it will become very, very interesting.
Sada će postati jako, jako interesantno.
What we have discussed till now is preparation.
Ovo o čemu smo do sada diskutovali je priprema.
Again, in brief, waking up to the reality and seeing one's limited life.
I ukratko, to je buđenje u stvarnost od tog ograničenog života.
Responding to an inspiration to move on and forward.
Odgovoriti na inspiraciju da se pokrenemo, da krenemo naprijed.
Going into a zone which lies outside of the comfort zone and meeting a real teacher and from whom we receive a practice.
Odlazak u zonu koja se nalazi izvan naše komfort zone i susret sa duhovnim učiteljem koji nam daje proces.
Now the practice.
A sada dolazi praksa.
Much can be said about spiritual practice.
Puno toga se može reći o duhovnoj praksi.
Dhruva Maharaj practiced his mantra so well that he began to understand more and more about his immortal self.
Dhruva Maharaj je praktikovao svoju tu mantru, zgovarao je tako dobro da je on jako brzo počeo da se upoznaje sa svojim pravim jastvom.
And finally he was so, let me say, so chesti, so transparent, so clear that he could make contact with the Lord in the heart.
I uskoro je postao tako čist, tako jasan, tako transparentan da je ubrzo mogao da uspostavi kontakt sa Gospodinom u srcu.
All of us have a space in the heart.
Svi mi imamo to mjesto u svom srcu.
In that space the self lives and the supreme self.
U tom mjestu živi jastvo i živi svevišnje jastvo.
Temples, churches, yoga ashrams can help us.
Hramovi, crkve, yoga ashrami, oni nam svi mogu pomoći.
But ultimately we have to discover the temple in the heart.
Ali u konačnici moramo da otkrijemo taj hram u srcu.
Or the sacred space in the heart where the self and the Lord live.
To sveto mjesto u srcu gdje živi jastvo i Gospodin.
Dhruva Maharaj was meeting the Lord.
Dhruva Maharaj je sreo Gospodina.
And he said in his own words, by meeting you all my senses have become enlightened.
I on govori, s time što sam te sreo, sva moja čula su postala oživljena.
Especially my sense of speech.
A pogotovo moje čulo govora.
I have woken up from the dream of material life.
Probudio sam se iz tog sna materijalnog života.
And the Lord said to God, now return back to the life and make it sacred.
Onda je Gospodin rekao, to je dobro, sada se vrati u svoj život i učini ga svetim.
When the prince returned from the forest,
kada se princ vratio iz šume,
Narada has informed the teacher.
Narada je obavijestio,
the teacher Narada had informed his father, the king.
Narada je obavijestio njegovog oca kralja.
Imagine the little, the prince coming out of the forest, matted hair, dressed only in a deer skin.
Zamislite tog malog princa koji se vraća, izlazi iz šume i ima svu upetljanu kosu i obučen je, ima samo komad jelenje kože.
But the light comes out of his eyes.
Ali svjetlo izlazi iz njegovih očiju.
The whole kingdom was there to receive him.
Čitavo kraljestvo je bilo tu da ga primi.
He was lifted on an elephant.
Podigli su ga na slona.
And his father said, you will be the king.
I njegov otac je rekao, ti ćeš biti kralj.
A little later his brother Uttanapada went to the forest.
Malo kasnije njegov brat Utanapada je otišao u šumu.
And there he met his death.
I tu je se sreo sa svojom smrću.
He met one yaksha.
Sreo jednog jakšu.
Do you know what is a yaksha?
Znate li šta je jakša?
You will say if you have seen the Lord of the Rings, he was a shapeshifter.
Ako ste gledali Gospodara prstenova, onda je to shapeshifter, to je kao neko ko mijenja oblike.
A mystical being who could change his form.
Mistično biće koje može da mijenja oblike.
When Dhruva Maharaj heard about the death of his brother.
Kada je Dhruva Maharaj čuo za smrt svoga brata,
his old enemy rose in him.
Njegov stari neprijatelj se podigao u njemu.
The ego.
To je bio ego.
My brother.
Moj brat.
And he went to what is now Tibet.
I otišao je u područje koje to je područje današnjeg Tibeta.
And he came to Alakapuri, the capital of these mystical beings.
I došao je u Alakapuri, a to je glavno mjesto gdje od tih mističnih bića.
He blew in his conch.
Puhnuo je svoju školjku.
And he called out, "Show yourself to me. I want to battle with you."
Rekao je, pokaži mi se, želim da se borim sa tobom.
When I visited the mountain Kailash in Tibet, I inspected this battlefield.
Kada sam posjetio planinu Kailash u
Himalajima,
tamo sam išao na to mjesto gdje se odigrala ta bitka.
It's in a high plateau.
To je jedna visoravan.
They used weapons at that time, both Dhruva and the mystical beings, which come close to nuclear weapons.
Dhruva i ta mistična bića su koristili oružja koja spadaju u kategoriju nekih nuklearnih oružja.
And the land shows.
I to zemljište tu pokazuje.
It was a long battle. I can't tell you all the details, but at the end Dhruva was losing.
Pokazuje tragove te bitke i to je dugačka priča kako je trajala ta bitka, ali da se vratim, na kraju je Dhruva u stvari gubio.
Your test, which waits for everyone.
To je u stvari taj test koji čeka sve nas.
Yeah, it'll be heavy.
I to će biti težak test.
If it's a real test, it will be heavy.
Ako je to pravi test, on će biti jako težak.
The ultimativo testo.
To je konačni test.
Yes. Because your ego will be tested.
Zato što će biti testiran vaš ego.
Are you still identifying with what is not?
Da li se još uvijek identificirate sa onim što nije?
Dhruva thought, I am the king.
Druga je mislio, ja sam kralj.
I have to revenge my brother.
Moram da osvijetim svog brata.
You will be tested in the same way.
Bićete testirani na isti način.
And the test will be so intense that you can't do it on your own.
I test će biti tako intenzivan da ga nećete moći učiniti, proći ga sami.
If it's a real test, you need divine help.
Ako je to pravi test, bit će vam potrebna božanska pomoć.
And Dhruva Maharaj got that divine help.
I Dhruva Maharaj je dobio tu božansku pomoć.
He got a he started to just call out for the help of the Lord.
On je na početku on je počeo da doziva pomoć Gospodina.
He used a very powerful mantra.
Iskoristio je jednu jako moćnu mantru.
And all the illusions which were created by these mystical beings disappeared.
I sve iluzije koje su kreirala ta mistična bića su nestale.
Then he was ready to go back to this virtual world.
A tada je bio spreman da ode nazad u duhovni svijet.
It is described how the messengers of the Lord came to him.
Opisano je kako su mu došli glasnici Gospodina.
And he said, "You can go now."
I rekli smo mu, sada možeš da ideš.
Because you have conquered your false ego.
Zato što si bio pobijedio se svoj lažni ego.
Only those who are full of kindness.
samo oni koji su jako dobri, blagi.
Daya means compassion to others.
Koji imaju samilost prema drugima.
Who are friendly to all living beings.
Koji su prijateljski nastrojeni prema svim živim bićima.
Free from the false ego.
Koji su slobodni od lažnog ega.
They can go.
Samo oni mogu da idu.
To the world of deathlessness.
U carstvo besmrtnosti.
And they took him.
I poveli su ga sa sobom.
So what was the mantra which Dhruva Maharaj got at the end, which dispelled all the remaining illusions in this life?
I koja je to bila mantra koju je Dhruva na kraju dobio, koja je raspršila sve te iluzije u njegovom životu?
It's a mantra which Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj and myself have chanted for 40 plus years.
To je mantra koju Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj i ja mantramo već 40 i više godina.
And we feel the power of this mantra every day.
I osjećamo moć te mantre svaki dan.
I will request Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj to sing this mantra with all of us because he can sing better than me.
Da molim Krishna Chaitanya Maharaja da pjeva tu mantru sa nama zato što on pjeva mnogo bolje od mene.
It is the Maha Mantra.
To je Maha Mantra.
In the beginning, it is just a song.
Na početku je to samo pjesma.
Then you will see it from a different perspective.
Zatim ćete vidjeti iz druge perspektive.
As you move on in the spiral.
Kako se krećete kroz spiralu.
You will see, my God, this is an energy.
Vidjet ćete, oh my Bože, pa ovo je energija.
Then you will go ahead. My God, this is a divine personality.
I onda idete dalje i shvatate, oh, pa ovo je božanska osoba.
And then you will meet the one with a thousand names in the mantra.
I onda ćete sresti onoga koji ima hiljadu imena unutar te mantre.
For some of you, this evening we will now sing, we will chant the Maha Mantra. It will be just a song.
Sada ćemo pjevati Maha Mantru i za neke od vas to će biti samo pjesma.
I give you a tip. Please concentrate very deeply on the song.
Daću vam jedan savjet, pokušajte da se jako duboko skoncentrišete na
Then all of a sudden you will feel it's a divine energy.
I ubrzo ćete moći da osjetite kako je to božanska energija.
It does something to your heart.
Koja radi nešto vašem srcu.
You will feel relieved.
Osjećat ćete se rasterećeno.
And later.
I kasnije.
Yeah, that is up to you.
To je na vama.
We have decided we will make a little difference. I will sing just very brief now, and then we will speak, and then we will sing longer.
Odlučili smo drugačije, ja ću sada da ipak da pjevam, ali jako kratko, onda će Maharaj da priča i na kraju ćemo malo duže da pjevamo.
Yeah. Oh, God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. How kind of you. Thank you. We will just chant one mantra before.
Ah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
if you forget everything of this lecture,
ako zaboravite sve iz ove lekcije,
please remember the spiral.
Molim vas, sjetite se, zapamtite primjer spirale.
From different perspectives, you will move onwards in your spiritual journey and see things differently.
Kako se pomjerate naprijed u svom duhovnom životu, vidite iste stvari, ali iz različitih perspektiva.
You will also see your identity differently.
Isto tako ćete i svoj identitet vidjeti na drugi način.
But the goal is to cut the knot of the false ego entirely.
Cilj je da u potpunosti presječete čvor vašeg lažnog ega.
And realize that you are an immortal soul.
I da shvatite da ste da ste vječna duša.
Part of God.
Dijelić Boga.
And this mantra is meant to carry you to you, this realization.
A ova mahamantra je namijenjena tome da vas dovede do te spoznaje.
I will now request Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj to say something, and then he is really the best singer. Maybe 10 CDs he has published.
Sada ću zamoliti Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj da nam nešto kaže i da nam pjeva. On je izdao
već 10 CD-eva. He says, I'm always the accelerator.
On kaže da je Tatjana Maharaj da uvijek malo pritjeri.
But I have 7 in my possession.
Ali ja imam 7.
That's more than that.
Good, so yes, so... Oh yeah, oh, sorry. I will speak very briefly.
Ja ću govoriti jako kratko.
Hearing about Dhruva, the young prince, how to say a word or two in relation to his story.
Slušajući ovu priču o princu Dhruvi, ja bih isto tako želio da kažem riječ dvije o njemu.
The word Dhruva means fixed or certain.
Riječ, sama riječ Dhruva znači ufiksiran ili siguran.
In the Sanskrit literature of India, the North Star is referred to as Dhruva Loka, the sphere, the realm of Dhruva.
U sanskritskoj literaturi Indije zvijezda sjeverniča se stvar naziva Dhruva Loka, odnosno mjesto gdje prebiva Dhruva.
We all know Dhruva or North Star, it is a point of orientation.
Svi znamo da je zvijezda sjeverniča u stvari tačka orientacije.
The sailors in the northern hemisphere, they now they have radios, but they can use the north star to determine their proper direction.
Ljudi koji žive na sjevernoj hemisferi mogu da koriste zvijezdu sjeverniču u svrhu orijentacije.
This is a difficult example to use when you're in the southern hemisphere. Recently I was in Argentina. They don't see the North Star.
Ovo je malo težak primjer da se upotrijebi na južnoj hemisferi. Baš nedavno sam bio u Argentini, jer oni ne vide uopšte zvijezdu sjevernjača.
North Star, what is that?
Sjevernjača, šta je to?
But we all know, so we have this idea of fixity, of steadiness.
Ali mi znamo za taj primjer, to je primjer nečega što je postojano, što je fiksirano.
And this in turn reminds me of a little story in the another scripture from where this comes. The very huge work called Mahabharata,
I to me podsjeća na jednu malu priču koja dolazi iz jednog drugog spisa u odnosu na ova, dakle, dolazi priča o Druvi, to je spis koji se zove Mahabharata.
And we're talking about something to do with warfare, conquering within. What is the exact title?
Victory on the inner battlefield.
Ah, yes. Inner battlefield.
I spominjali smo tu tematiku tog, te borbe i pobjeđivanja na tom unutrašnjem bojnom polju.
Arjuna is being trained to become a warrior.
Arjuna je dobio trening i bio je treniran da postane vojnik.
His teacher his name is Drona.
A ime njegovog učitelja je Drona.
And after quite some time of instruction, he and his brothers and cousins, it was time for their final examination in archery.
I nakon jednog dužeg perioda podučavanja, Arjuna i njegovi rođaci i braća, oni su došli do momenta kada su trebali da prođu svoj finalni test iz streljaštva.
Some of you know this story.
Mislim da neki od vas znaju ovu priču.
Yeah.
Da?
So after, I'll summarize. After one after another of the brothers' cousins were tested and failed the test, Arjuna was caught.
Sve jedan za drugim su izlazili na test braća i rođaci od Arjune i svi su padali na testu i na kraju je pozvan Arjuna.
Arjuna was told, take one arrow and place it in your bow.
I Arjuna je rečeno, izvadi jednu strijelu i stavi je u luk.
Now you see over here there is one tree.
I pogledaj tamo, tamo je jedno drvo.
On top of the tree, in the very top, there is one bird.
I na vrhu tog drveta se nalazi ptica.
Aim at that bird.
I naciljaju tu pticu.
So Arjuna was aiming, was holding, waiting for the next instruction.
Arjuna je naciljao i čekao na sljedeću instrukciju.
And Drona asked him, what do you see?
I Drona ga je pitao, šta vidiš?
He said, I see the eye of the bird.
I on je rekao, vidim oko ptice.
What else do you see?
Šta još vidiš?
I don't see anything else. I see only the eye of the bird.
Ne vidim ništa drugo. Vidim samo oko te ptice.
The others, the brothers, had said, oh, I see the bird, I see the top of the tree, I see the clouds behind.
Drugi su govorili, vidim pticu, vidim krošnju, vidim oblake koji se nalaze iza.
So they were disqualified.
I zbog toga su bile diskvalificirane.
Arjuna said, I just see the eye of the bird.
Ali Arjuna je rekao, ja samo vidim oko ptice.
Drona said, shoot.
I Drona rekao, pucaj.
Now this is not a very nice example if you want to talk about ahimsa, non-violence.
Ovo baš nije dobar primjer ako želimo da pričamo o ahimsi ili nenasilju.
That will be a subject we will discuss Thursday and Friday evening if any of you would like to come if you have time. That will be one subject in the practice of yoga.
To će biti druga tema, nenasilje, u četvrtak i petak, ako neki od vas imaju vremena i žele da dođu, to ćemo diskutirati ovdje, kao jedna od praksi joge.
But the point here is about focus being fixed like Dhruva, like the prince.
Ali poenta ovdje je biti tako fokusiran i usredotočen kao što je bio Dhruva.
So, coming back to the example of the spiral, spiraling around, initially we're spiraling around what's called ahankara, and the ego, or sometimes we say false ego.
I da se vratimo ovom primjeru u spirale, kako se krećemo kroz tu spiralu, ono oko čega se u početku vrtimo je nešto što se zove ahankara ili ego, ili ponekad se zove ili lažni ego.
But as we're progressing, as we're circling around higher and higher,
and the false ego is becoming more and more distant from us.
Ali kako se penjemo kroz tu spiralu, idemo u krugove, taj lažni ego, on postaje sve dalje i dalje od nas.
Then the center of our attention can shift.
Tada centar naše pažnje se može isto tako promijeniti.
And that's when real spiritual life takes off.
I to je moment kada pravi duhovni život zaista počinje.
Then the center of the attention becomes the supreme self, Param Atma.
I tada ono što čula percipiraju je vrhovno jastvo Paramatma.
And this is what Dhruva was experiencing.
I to je ono što je čega je Dhruva Maharaj imao iskustvo.
And then the spiral turns into a spring.
Tada ta spirala u stvari postane feder.
Feder. Yes. So so there's something very exciting to look forward to on this path.
Tako da ima nešto jako uzbudljivo čemu se možemo nadati, prema čemu možemo gledati na ovom duhovnom putu.
And actually this is very nice, this mantra, this Hare Krishna mantra, we can feel something of the springiness from the beginning.
I to je ono što je jako lijepo u ovoj Hare Krishna Maha mantra, da od samog početka možemo da osjetimo taj efekat federa.
But let me again emphasize the meaning of the word Dhruva means fixed. We need to, each of us for ourselves, make choices each day which allow us to keep fixed on the goal.
Ali moram isto tako da naglasim da svako od nas mora, i da se vratimo na značenje riječi Dhruva, da svako od nas mora svaki dan da donosi odluke koje će nas moći držati u fiksiranima i u sredotočenosti.
Svaki dan. Each day is a new day.
Svaki dan je novi dan.
Svaki dan je novi dan. And each day is a new challenge.
I svaki dan je novi izazov.
I novi izazov. 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 Svaki dan novi izazov. Svaki dan je novi izazov.
Ja.
Ja. My apologies for attempting. But so let us chant.
Let us sing.
Hare Krishna,
shall we?
Actually, let us begin with the first mantra. Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya. Oh yeah.
And then we will.
Počet ćemo sa ovom prvom mantrom koju smo spominjali.
This will be, yes, something a bit musical.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.